Social. Anglican Bishop John Akude from Teso has urged Gen Zs to tone down the anti-government protests and allow government room to address the sundry grievances raised, noting that the relentless demos are causing more havoc. Speaking at ACT Kitakwa Diocese Headquarter, Bishop Akude challenged youth to be realistic and reasonable, noting that the changes they are advocating for cannot be ushered in overnight. We as the church want to applaud the youth for standing up at such a difficult time. Your voices have been heard. It's now prudent that you give dialogue a chance, Bishop Akude urged. He challenged parents not to be silent as head of families, urging them to engage with their sons and daughters to save the country's economy from sinking. As parents of this nation, we also have a role to play. We should not sit at home and wait for our lovely nation to be destroyed, yet those Gen Z come from our homes, Akude added. This appeal comes a day after civil society organizations accused the leaders of prioritizing dialogue over tackling issues of police brutality. Despite these calls for calm and patience, Gen Z protesters remain adamant. They have vowed to continue the demonstrations until they see concrete actions and accountability from the president. However, the youth along the border of Kenya and Uganda have been warned against getting carried away by emotions to join their counterparts from Uganda. This has been termed as suicidal and disrespect to the authority in a foreign state by Bishop Akude. The religious leader noted that unlike Kenya, where demonstrations are allowed, the Uganda government has outlawed such acts. May I warn our youths not to be carried by their youthfulness and ego to join those in Uganda in the demonstrations. This will be suicidal owing to the fact that Kenya and Uganda have two different leadership styles, he added. The ongoing protests impacted negatively on the transport sector, where a traffic snarl-up was witnessed from Malaba, forcing some drivers to park their trucks for fear of uncertainties. Demonstrations by Gen Zs highlights the deep-seated frustrations among the youth, as well as the complex challenge facing the government in resolving these issues. The religious leader's plea for an end to protests reflects the broader struggle to balance immediate concerns with the need for sustained, effective governance.